This chazar zeichen nishan pachach chesar shalak b'am yehuda b'sechaz zvachim daf kuf yud aleph. A brisa says if someone pours 3 lug of wine outside, he's chayav. Rav Lozer and Rav Shimon says this is only if he first made a kaddish in a kli sharis. What's the practical difference between these views? Rav Adar bar Yitzchak said if it's the overflowing wine of a kli sharis, according to the Tanna Kama, one would be chayav for pouring that wine. According to Rav Lozer, he would not because it's not in the kli sharis. Rava the son of Rabba said they argue on whether nesachim were brought on private bamas. In arguing on this, they're arguing in the same machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabban and the brisa, where Rebbe says Sachem are not brought on a private Brahman. Rabban said that they are. This machalik is like the machalik between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Isa based on a drush of psukim, where Rabbi Shmuel says that Sachem are not brought on a private Brahman. Rabbi Kiva says that they are. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yechanan said the ruling of Rabbi Nechemia follows the view that the pouring of the leftover blood on the base of the mizbeach is essential to the kashrus of the carbon, which is why he holds that if this leftover blood is offered outside, the person will be chayef. Frek the Gemara Brisa says, Rabbi Nechemia says, one is chayav for offering the leftover blood outside. Rabbi Kiva said to him, leftover blood is just leftover of a mitzvah. Rabbi Nechemia said, the limbs and fats are also leftover of a mitzvah, and yet someone who offers them outside is chayav. Rabbi Kiva said, those are different, because their burning is the start of a new avodah, whereas the offering of the leftover blood is not. Now, if Rabbi Nechemia really holds that the offering of the leftover blood is essential, that should have been his response to Rabbi Akiva. So, to Yufta of Rabbi Yechanan. Mishnah says, the Gemara continues, and says, however, now that Rav Adar bar Hava has said that Rabbi Nechemia only says that the pouring of the leftover blood from a carbon offered on the inside mizbeach is essential, but agrees that the leftover blood from the outside mizbeach is not essential, we can say that in our Mishnah he's discussing the offering of a leftover blood of from the inside the mizbeach, and he took that outside the azara, and the Braisa is discussing the leftover blood from the outside mizbeach. And therefore, the halacha is different. From the fact that Nechemia didn't explain this difference to Rabbi Akiva, must be that he doesn't make this differentiation. And for the Gemara, rather, he holds the leftover blood of both mizbechois are essential. However, in the conversation with Rabbi Akiva, he was answering according to the view of Rabbi Akiva that leftover blood is not essential. And so up the next Mishnah. If one does malika on a bird carbon inside the azara and then offers it outside the azara, he's chayev. If he does the malika outside and offers up outside, he's potter. If someone shechted a bird carbon inside the azara and then offered it outside, he's potter. If he shechted it outside and offered it outside, he's chayev. The result is that what makes it valid inside is what makes it potter outside, meaning when a malika is done. And what makes it valid outside is what makes it potter inside, meaning a shechita. Rav Shimon says any carbon for which one is chayev for offering outside when the avoida, meaning the shechita malika, was done outside, he's also chayev when the avoida was done inside and then offered outside, except for the case of someone who shechted the bird inside and then offered it outside, he's potter, even though had he done the shechita outside, he would have been chayev. The Mishnah refers to the shechita outside as the way to make it kosher. That's not correct. That's the way to make him chayev, not kosher. And Marseh Nechanami, read the Mishnah as if it says this is the way to make him chayev. Mishnah instead of Shimon Oimer v'chulu. What part of the Tanakam is Rav Shimon coming to argue on? He can't be referring to the first case where if he does the maliki inside he's chayev, but if he does it outside he's potter, because then he shouldn't have said any carbon for which one is chayev for offering outside when the avoida, I mean the shechita malika, was done outside. He's also chayev when the avoida was done inside. But rather should have instead said that when he's chayiv when the avoida was done inside. You can't say that he means to say that just as one is potter when the malika is done outside, he's also potter when malika is done inside, because then he should have said any carbon for which one is not chayiv. You can't say he's referring to the case of the shechita done inside and saying that one is also potter when the shechita is done outside, because he again should have said any carbon for which one is not chayiv. You also can't say that he's referring to where the shechita is done outside and he's saying that just as he's chayiv over there, he would also be chayiv when the shechita is done inside, because he explicitly says that when the shechita is done inside and offered outside, he'll be potter. Efet the Gemara Zairi said that the machlekes is regarding an animal that was shechted at night. The Tanakhama says if an animal was shechted at night inside and then offered outside, he's potter. But if shechted at night outside and then offered outside, he'd be chayiv. Rav Shimon says just as he'd be chayiv for nighttime shechita outside followed by the offering outside, he'd also be chayiv for offering an animal outside that was shechted at night inside as well. Second Teretz, Rav said the machlekes is regarding the case where the Kabbalah was not done in a kli sharis. The Tanakhama says that if the Kabbalah was done not in a kli sharis inside and then offered outside, he's potter, but if the Kabbalah was done not in a kli sharis outside and then offered outside, he'd be chayiv. Rav Shimon says no. Just as he's chayiv for Kabbalah not in a kli sharis outside followed by the offering outside, he'd also be chayiv for offering an animal outside when the Kabbalah was done not in a kli sharis inside as well. Third Teretz, now that the father of Shmuel taught a braisa that says that if one does the malika inside and offers it outside, he's chayiv, but if he does the malika outside and offers it outside, he's potter. But Rav Shimon says that he's chayiv Even in that case, we could even say that Rav Shimon in our Mishnah is going on the first case and change the words of the Mishnah to say that he says that any carbon for which one is chayav for offering it outside when the avoda, meaning the malika, is done inside, one would also be chayav for offering it outside when that avoda was done outside as well. Zok the next Mishnah, if the kabbalah of the blood of a chatas was done in one keli and then he applied some blood outside the azara and then some blood inside, or he first applied some inside and then some outside, he'd be chayav for offering the blood outside since all of it is fit to be offered inside. Mishnah continues, if the kabbalah was done in two kelim, so if he applies the blood of both of them inside, he's potter. If he applies the blood of both of them outside, he's chayav. If he applies the blood of one inside and the other outside, he's potter. If he applies the blood of one of them outside and the other inside, he's chayav for the one applied outside, but the blood that is applied inside is kosher for the carbon that was brought. Frek the Mishnah, what is this comparable to? To one who lost his chatas and separated another one in its place and then finds the first one and has them both standing in front of him. If he shechs them both inside, he's potter. If he shechs them both outside, he's chayav. If he shechs one inside and one outside, he's potter. If he shechs one outside and one inside, he's chayav for the one shechted outside, and the one shechted inside is a kosher carbon. With regard to them both being shechted inside, just as the blood of the first one makes its meat potter from me'ilah, so too, it makes the meat of the second animal potter from me'ilah as well.